Now we'll have children's moments.
Good morning.
I do shower. Come on. Let me rephrase that. Good morning. Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
Oh, I did too.
Hey, Mom.
We're talking about you, Tiffany. Go like this.
See you.
Okay. Wow. You know what? We've been talking about being with Christ and loving Him, and He knows us. God knows us. He knows everything about us, right? And how do we get close to Him? We talked about that a couple of times this month, the ways to get close to God. Absolutely. You've got it, girl. She says, when we pass away and go to heaven, then we're going to be close to Him. Okay, until we get to that point, which is where we all want to be in heaven, right?
Yeah.
How do we get close to God? I pray. Ooh. Do you pray?
Sometimes.
Yeah, my mom gets her new house.
Pray that your mom gets her new house? That's a good thing to pray for.
Oh.
There's a lot of houses out there.
And that's why our neighbors moved out of their house right behind us.
So we all pray and we get close to God, close to Jesus. But there's another way that we can get close to Him. Every week I bring this up. What is this?
The Bible?
My Bible, yes. With the nice cover from Nicaragua. And Litmanda brought me. So there are a lot. So this is, what's inside this Bible?
The rules.
Rules? Yeah. What else? What are those little things there? Words. And whose word is in here?
God's
word, yes. Now, there's a lot of ways that we can, as we grow, what is this?
The Bible.
Uh-huh. And it's called Illustrated. And that means there are pictures. Can't find one. There we go. See, there are pictures to help us understand what is being said. And that's for us who are a little younger, right? Now, here is
the answers book.
So if you don't know exactly where to go in the Bible, this will tell you. Because the Bible has all the answers, right? Okay, so this one will help you find them.
It might help you answer your questions.
That's right. Now, this is Bedtime Bible Story. 4 million copies. Bestseller. How about that?
Whoa, this is popular.
Yeah. So this would be a good way to, when your parents put you in bed at night and read you a story, this is a bedtime story of the Bible. That would be a good way to remember it and know that your word, His word is there with you, right?
Let's see, what else do we have?
We have
a golden Bible.
A golden Bible, yeah. God's word is golden. It's far more valuable than gold. Good News Bible, okay? And it's today's English version that we're in yesterday's English version. I may not understand it, But this is supposed to be in a language that we can understand. It's also illustrated, which is kind of cool too, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
What's this one?
The United
That's right.
The Methodist.
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 The United Methodist.
What's that word?
Hymnal. Is this a Bible?
No.
It has songs in it. It has music.
I can't even read those notes.
And all the music is about the Bible that has God's
word,
yeah. So this is a help with God's words if you learn a song about God's words.
What else do we have?
Whew.
The Jesus Bible.
New International Version. So you can read this even if you're not an American, right? It's international. So, and it has pictures. And it has a study at the bottom so that if you don't understand
it. Page that means every language in the world.
Well, that's true, maybe. Yeah.
So if they sell it all around the world to German people, they can look at the next page or look beside it and say German words so they can understand it.
You're right. That's a good idea, isn't it?
Right. Okay, I have one more here.
Ooh, and it's red. Hi. Holy Bible.
This is the Holy Bible.
Now, it's the International Version, too.
Yes, it is. And this one's large print, so it's made for those who have difficulty reading or seeing. Yeah. So do you think the words in here are the same words in here?
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you think all those words are right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So no matter how old you are, no matter whether you're reading or singing or drawing pictures of, it is whose words?
God's
words. And we live for God's words, right? They help us. They help us stay close to God. Excuse us. How heavy is the Bible? Depends on how big it is. Some of the first Bibles were huge. Some of them were in little pieces and just sections. So, but the important thing is, no matter how it's here,
pages are in the Bible.
Many. No matter how you read it, you need to read it or have someone read it to you so that you know whose words?
God's words.
God's words. Thank you for joining us. Let us take hands.
Let us pray.
Take this. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your words. We thank you for giving us the guidance to keep our lives with you. We thank you for those who wrote the words down for you. And we just know that they are your words and they make us close to you. Amen.